Wait, is that a key?
All right, guys. So, for those of you who are listening for the first time, welcome. My name is AB. I'm the host for the podcast. I'm recording episode 3 in the series Confessions of a Christian Child. For those of you who listened to the first two episodes, I have my three, I guess, co-hosts from that time, Alex,
I like that.
William, and Gio. But we've added two very special guests. We have Jonathan, who was mentioned very much so in all very of our special stories.
Yes. Hello.
And our old friend, Vanessa, who's also going to bring in a lot of perspective from our childhood.
Special guests.
Special guests, right?
I like how y'all got promoted to co-host. And I'm
yes. You can be a co-host after this episode.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I got
to you come in frequently.
Two, three episodes required.
This is your interview.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
We'll see how well you do. If you do well, then we'll keep you around.
We'll keep you around.
What's my starting salary?
If the people
water.
Like you,
water.
We'll talk about that. We'll talk about that later.
You got water.
You got water.
So, disclaimer again, as always, if you guys hear shuffling in the background, again,
or pauses
for people who didn't hear the first two episodes, by the way, don't be a rebel. Go and listen to the first two episodes.
Yes. God is watching.
I hate you so much.
God says no to hate.
You guys will have a good laugh.
What?
If you guys
hear love. All right, anyways.
God is love.
Anyways,
shut up. Stop it. So, disclaimer, we're going to be telling childhood stories again. We were immature kids at the time. Yes, we grew up in Christian homes, but we made mistakes. We're better for now. We're more mature. So, please look at this through the lens of childhood, okay? So, Vanessa, you're going to tell us how you met us all again.
Ooh, that hair.
Ooh, wow.
Go out, Amanda.
You look like my.
Yeah. She's like, I gotta dress up for the interview.
Yeah, you know. Special time. I gotta get promoted. So yeah. No pressure.
You just got here.
Confidence is key.
Well then.
Confidence is key though.
Anyway. Don't mind all the butting in and stuff.
Yeah.
Wow.
anyway, okay.
Yeah, she has a key necklace.
I met Will. The first memory I have of Will is his birthday party that was Blue's Clues themed at his house.
Yep.
Hey. Yeah,
which we're currently recording at.
Yes. This is the first time I've been here since then. Right. And that was your fourth, fifth birthday, so that's
around
been
there.
15 years.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's a long ago.
That's a long time.
Happy anniversary. It's not my birthday.
Welcome back.
Welcome. And then Gio, the first time I remember meeting him was when we were talking about our Fast and Furious obsession, and we were in the temple, and we were at school, and he goes, you know what Suki always says every time Brian shows up?
Oh, you remember
yes,
me.
I looked it up.
Wow, that's what you were talking about.
Yes, and then you got it. And I was like,
huh?
Yeah. And,
Anyway, so he goes, you know what Suki always says every time Brian shows up? And right there, as we're sitting in the temple of the Lord, he goes,
wow.
Oh, believe Brian is here. And he's literally said the word.
Define believe. There's many
words. No,
you gotta watch the movie.
Is it talking about feces?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
Can I say the acronym?
That was really
good.
The acronym?
Yes. Oh, acronym?
A paper. Got it.
No.
Thank you for the clarification, John.
Sugar, honey, iced tea.
Sugar, honey, iced tea.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's a throwback. Yeah.
Wow.
Sugar, honey, iced
tea. Where was that from?
It's Brian.
I just remember being that from Madagascar.
I just remember being in the school and you guys would say.
I think that was dude. You remember the ICUP? Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Alex, you see me being mad?
He's like, spill ICO. But I was like, oh my god.
What is wrong with you?
That's pretty funny. So yeah.
Maggie, spill ICO?
No. Yeah.
So how'd you meet Abe?
Abe was always there. He was just, yeah.
He was just there.
He was just there. I thought I met him in first grade.
He just popped in on you.
On his shirt.
Jonathan's.
We'll explain that story later. We'll explain that story later, actually.
Okay.
Yeah.
What about Alex and Jonathan?
Alex, we were always together. I don't know how we met, but we just ended up always together.
First grade.
When he came in, yeah, when he came in, I remember. And I remember sitting in the whole like rectangle form. It was really weird.
Yeah.
and then John was just always running around and getting hurt, and then getting back up and running back again. So
I was immortal.
You were immortal because the amount of times you face planted.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
I was Tarzan of the playground.
I can only imagine how many carpet burns
he likes
you got.
To say that.
And now Jonathan.
So Jonathan, yes. Tell us how'd you meet
all of us.
How'd you meet your brother?
Yeah, how'd you meet me, bro? Really, I actually want to know that story. Like, even if, because we're brothers.
When I was really first conscious of you.
Yeah,
how
did you consciously know that I was your brother?
Like I said, I feel like my fondest memory. Alright. Because I can't really pinpoint it, but I know, and when I think about it, there's just a lot of things we did, like played, you fed me. Oh, yeah. By the way, when we were younger, when I was hungry, Alejandro would go up over the refrigerator where we kept the cereal boxes and then go into the refrigerator and get the milk so he could pour a bowl of cereal for me. How old are you?
I'm a year and a half older than you, John.
I know, so he was 4 and I was 3. That's when my mom started.
A year and a half.
Because my mom would be asleep, honestly, because she would work a lot. But then my brother would just take over, kind of, like, take over the shift. And take care of me, feed me, make sure that I was watching TV and not destroying the house. Yeah.
Terrible job.
Oh, trust me, I could fly on walls, man. I was Spider-Man, man.
Fly on walls?
Fly to the next wall. I was fly on the walls.
Fly on the wall. That's what I was saying. He was the one that...
Fly towards... Wait.
Yeah.
You were the... I'm thinking Spider-Man right now.
No, you were the fly into the wall.
Oh,
you Jonathan was at my house, and he was being super annoying, so my older cousin... He grabbed Jonathan, because Jonathan's like, I want to go play with the girls. And David was like... Oh, you want to go play with the girls? He picks them up and he's like, "So go play with the girls." And he wants them against like,
my
launches
wall.
Him like he was like, yeah. So if you guys don't remember, going back to like the this is the second podcast or is it the first one?
I don't know.
One of the podcasts, we mentioned David, and then David was actually the one that tossed Avi into the pool.
Yeah.
So he has experience in tossing kids into the
into abyss. The air,
into the abyss.
Into the air.
He practiced with Jonathan. So that Jonathan, go ahead, explain.
I don't remember that story. I just remember, alright, you guys said that, yeah, but I'm, like, as a kid, when something's taken away from you, you want it even more now. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, like, when I got kicked out of the room, I wanted to go back in so bad. I was like, no, I want to play video games now. Like, I don't want to go with the girls mm-hmm. anymore. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I was just annoying like that.
And I remember your mom going up to David and be like, "Who do you think you are, tossing my child around?"
Yeah, man. I'm David.
Yeah, man. So, anyways, I don't know. I think we mentioned it already, right? We're in William's house right now. So for those of you who don't know, William is actually one of our. We used to really just hang out at Will's house all the time because he actually had one of the biggest houses.
Wait, did I finish saying how I met everybody?
Well, actually, no, Jonathan. Did you mention? I'm sorry. No. Actually, no. We're gonna mention that. We're gonna keep on. Yeah, Jonathan, explain your story.
Yeah, I met Avi and Will at the same time in church. Like they would have this recess time where like all the kids would come together and play.
Just like
in the playground. And I remember it being spring. I don't remember.
Wow, now he gave us a backdrop.
Yeah, like, I don't remember it being cold. Like I remember it being spring. I remember like being all suited up and looking good as a little kid in a tie, and a shirt and pants. You know, every Sunday gotta come out flex with the best clothes. Mm-hmm. So I remember that. I just remember playing with them, and I remember Alejandro introducing me to them because. He said that. Did we go to the academy first or the church, Alex?
The academy first, right?
I think the academy.
Mm-hmm. And he knew you guys because you guys were like, cool.
Same class.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Gio, I remember because we used to have every week we would have a meeting for like a church group meeting.
Mm-hmm. I actually remember when how I met you.
Really?
Yeah, continue.
I just remember we used to watch a lot of VeggieTales a lot together, mm-hmm. and then be fed. And then go back to VeggieTales. And then sleeping.
These meetings were so long, they would study the Bible for hours.
Well, it seemed so long.
It seemed like it to me, because I remember watching like a few VeggieTales shows, and I'm like, it's still not done.
So, you guys went to school first, right?
Yes, we did.
Okay, so then I'm right. Okay, so I actually remember this, because so my mother was the principal of the school.
Very scary.
Yes, it was very,
very scary.
Shout out to mommy.
Yeah. Respect.
I would be more scared of her in the school than I was at home, but anyway.
I don't blame you.
It's true, man. I would get it worse. But anyway, I was like, I think I was out, like, using the bathroom or drinking some water, and my mom was like, what are you doing? And I'm like, walking.
Breathing.
You know? Being a child of God.
Yes, I know. I was praying.
In the house of the Lord.
In the house of the Lord.
And she was like, okay, I need you for, like, 2 seconds. I'm like, okay.
1, 2.
And she goes, okay, el hermanito de Alejandro no quiere dormir. And I'm like, why should he be sleeping? It's school. He's like, no, they have nap time, and he doesn't want to sleep in nap time. And I was like, okay, what do you want me to do about it? She's like, tell him to go to sleep. I'm like, Alejandro's over there. She's like, no, tell him that he needs to go to sleep. And I remember she was like, she brought you halfway, and I met him at the stairs, and she was like, That's Jonathan, that's Alejandro's brother. I was like, oh, hey, Alejandro's was in my class before. Bendiciones, hermano. Later. No, you can't do that.
No.
They're not here. They're not here for that. Anyway, So I was like, listen, man, you gotta take a nap, you know. When you get older, you won't have nap time, you're gonna miss it.
And, appreciate it now when you're young.
Yeah, you appreciate it. You've got like 2 years left. Enjoy it. I wish I had nap time. Matter of fact, I want to switch, but I can't. And after that, my mom told me to go back to class before I got in trouble. So,
that's how.
By who? She's the principal.
She told me to go, and then she was gonna get me in trouble again.
She was gonna get you in trouble
for bringing me. Yeah, wow. You know how she was. Very true. She actually reminded me of how we met you.
Really?
Yeah, it turns out you weren't just always around. Apparently, we were at your cousin's house, and you were running around.
My cousin's house?
Yeah. I don't remember which one.
Sassit?
I think it was...
Oh, Sifa, excuse me.
I lived there, too.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was someone's birthday. I don't know.
Wow.
I don't know. What's the name of your cousins again? It was three men that were over there.
I have a lot.
It was Liliana. No, Liliana would not have been born.
No,
Liliana. It was Jonathan, Tracy, Tyrone, and David.
Okay, it was Jonathan's birthday. Yeah, Jonathan's birthday. And they had invited us. Liliana had invited us. And you were just running around. And
that's about right.
Your mom was talking to my mom. And she's like, oh, you have a son? I have a son. And it was like, hey, Amy, come here. And I was like, hello, my name is Child of Won't You King.
You're so annoying.
And
I was like, hi, I'm a prophet of the Lord.
I was like, follow me if you want to know. But then, yeah, we just started hanging out.
Wow.
Yeah.
And now we're here.
Yeah, started from...
About 20 years later.
The house, and now we're here.
Yeah, that was about 20 years ago because...
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Pretty much. 20? No. It was like...
And how I met Vanessa.
Okay.
I went to school. Yeah, my brother is a year older than me academically.
Yeah. Academically.
So when I was in kindergarten, I remember going to pick him up with my mom in the first grade classroom. And I remember stepping into, like, I remember feeling like I want to step into this room. Like, I have to be in there and be a part of the older kids. Yeah, sure. So I did. And then I saw Vanessa. Alejandro was like, that's Vanessa. I have class with her. And that's Will. And all that.
I know that.
So introduced me and everything. So I remember just being introduced to Vanessa. And that's how I met everybody.
Wow.
Thanks for letting me finish, finally.
Wow.
I remember being so sad when Vanessa left to school.
Oh, my gosh.
I was so sad.
Thanks, John.
You were about that.
I was like, oh, miss my
Oh, yeah, buddy. Why did you? I just...
Yeah, that sucked. My parents couldn't pay for school.
We went to a private school, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, we did. Where we had to wear uniforms and everything.
Mm-hmm. I said, good morning and God bless you.
And walk in a straight line with our hands behind our backs.
Yeah, with our hands.
It feels really great, though, when I walk in now. They're like, good afternoon. God bless you, Mr. AB.
And I'm like, good morning, student.
Yeah, Mr. AB.
Good morning, class.
Good morning, my student.
You may proceed.
You may go as you please.
You may approach me. Your parents couldn't pay.
Understandable. So it was halfway through third grade, and I had started there since like nursery school.
Wow.
So it was nursery, pre-K, kindergarten, first grade, second grade, and then half of third grade.
With Miss Sias, right?
Yes, Miss Sias.
The best.
Special.
Love you.
Shout out to you.
OG Miss Sias.
Yeah, she retired.
She retired.
Really?
She's the best.
Miss Sias. She was the only teacher that like spoke English to me. Everyone else only spoke Spanish to me.
What? For real?
Yeah.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah. They were like, she's got to learn.
Wait, what? So you never spoke? Oh.
You mean outside of class?
I'm pretty sure for anyone that doesn't know, I'm half Italian. My mom was born in Italy, came over here.
Italia.
Yes, thank you for that. Yes. So I'm half white and half Salvadorian.
Wait,
wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you like pupusas?
Of course I love pupusas.
Do you like pupusas and pizza?
You like spaghetti and meatball?
You like spaghetti and meatball?
If your dog didn't teach you to feed a lot.
Oh my God.
Why are we bringing this up?
Anyway.
Was that something that sucked for you, going to public school? You're like, oh, my friends, no.
Yeah, literally, because we grew up together. You guys were like my childhood friends, like best friends.
Uh-huh.
And then after that, public school. The only good thing about public school was almost skipping a grade and wearing normal clothes to school every day.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was pretty liberating. Didn't have to wear a dress and stockings every day anymore.
Yeah.
A little bow tie. Free to wear pants and jeans. Although they did let me wear regular clothes to school my last day, though.
I remember this, actually. So, speaking of like wearing regular clothes,
I had to go to school with a mom.
I remember.
Oh, yes. Oh my God, yes. Three of the moms. So that's why.
Yes. I got. Listen, so this is how.
I got five stickers.
Yeah,
man.
Dude, so that reminds me
of all the stars. I got five stars.
Oh my God, the stupid star stickers.
The pizza parties.
Yes.
Yes.
So speaking of student of the month, I remember because this was around the time when Spider-Man 1 was first coming out.
Wow.
So Spider-Man, the original, the OG, Tobey Maguire was the lead actor for the Spider-Man. So my mom bought me this Spider-Man shirt, and I was like, saying, yo, when I win student of the month, I'm going to wear that shirt. And I remember I got student of the month, and also Vanessa got student of the month that day. Do you remember that, right?
Yeah.
So we first got student of the month that day, and then we ended up, I remember I was like, yo, I'm putting this shirt on. And I was like super excited about it. I just remember I was like super happy because we had to go eat McDonald's. That was like the
We used to take it to McDonald's.
I remember that, like, that for us was like, that's it, bro. We want $1 million.
Yeah,
five star restaurant.
Yeah, that was like a five star restaurant, man.
We made it, mom.
We made it.
Yeah,
ma, I made it.
Oh my gosh,
that was fun.
Do you remember when we went to the Atlantic Nursery?
Yeah, with the flowers.
We were all so excited to go out because we went to McDonald's afterward. We all knew that we were going to McDonald's. This is the only reason.
For the aquarium.
No, we didn't care for plants.
No, it wasn't an aquarium. It was a nursery.
Nursery.
Yeah, plant nursery.
For plants.
It's still there. Every time I pass by.
Was that there?
On Atlantic Ave, right?
Yeah.
I think you were there.
Atlantic Avenue.
I don't know. I left after first grade and then came back.
Oh, okay.
I don't remember what grade that was. But yeah. Going on field trips, being able to wear a t-shirt.
Hey.
Okay, can I say something?
Great.
I was telling you about this place. My bad, I'm eating right now.
Yo, put it right there because I wanted to get blocked by
a lot. I remember Alex would tell me after this beautiful, glorious day of getting to wear any clothes he wanted and got to go to McDonald's and this nursery. So I'm thinking, all right, cool. So next year, it's my turn to go. That was boring. Wow. I hated it. I was like, Alex, this is what you call fun.
This is majestic.
I get to smell flowers and just look at them. They don't even flip.
You know why? You know why?
Lame.
Your class wasn't lit like ours. That's why.
I don't remember if they took us to McDonald's. I think it's because of Burger King. They didn't like us.
That's probably why, man.
I think it's my fault.
Yeah, I feel like the class underneath us, we were a little bit more misbehaved than we were.
And then we were influenced by you guys by third and fourth grade.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You guys tell third and fourth grade stories. I wasn't there for that one.
Well, I was only there half of third grade, so...
Do you guys remember, I remember you guys, William, Alex, and Jonathan tell me there was this story about a parent. We won't mention whose parent it was.
I don't even remember who it was, but I know where you're going with this.
Yeah, William, so tell us that story.
What is this about?
Yeah, it is about...
If I can
change the names of the people who were present.
If I can remember correctly,
Talking right.
So...
Alex, you don't remember, there was... So... Basically, an unruly parent was around, and...
He was part of it.
An unruly parent was around, this is what you guys told me, and he went and confronted your teacher.
Okay. Okay,
well, and, you know, something like that happened. William, you tell the story.
I don't remember this story. I don't remember.
You don't remember this?
No, tell it, though. I probably...
All right, so... We were chilling in the classroom, right? This is, like, after school hours, and then some dude just came in barging, and I think... He tried to pick somebody up, and he just started walling up because they're like, oh, but you're not like the mom or dad, or you're not like a listed relative that, right. that we know authorized to pick up a child, right? Okay, so he's like, I'm here to pick him up. I'm like, his brother, uncle, something like that, right? So then he's like bugging out. I think he started going like, you know, going, I think it was, he was going up to our teacher's face, and so we all back up behind the desk, and then the security guard at the time, our Nika...
We're going to call him Drummer Boy.
Nika's security guard, Drummer Boy, showed up, and, you know, I guess he just let him in. Are you just standing there? And I'm there like, bro, do something. Like, we're kids, we're under attack.
Do something.
Well, I think we're going to be under attack. I don't know. That day was just crazy. That's all I remember from that day, honestly.
You don't remember that story, Alex?
No. John, help me!
Do you remember that story?
I need help! Help me!
What? I don't remember.
You don't remember
story.
That story?
What?
The one Will just told about the parent and, like... No?
Yeah.
I probably just hid it behind my memories. It's so traumatic.
So traumatic.
It's so traumatic.
So traumatic.
Yeah, Vanessa, when did you, like, I guess, when did we see you again after you left Academy?
Oh my gosh. I remember the first time I saw Alex.
After you left?
Yeah, it was Alex. Alex was first. It was some health care fair or something.
Really?
Yeah, I remember. We were like,
are you trying to be
10.
A doctor?
No, because it was held in the parking lot of the church of
Freeport
Bible Center.
Wow.
Yeah,
the
because...
Expo fair?
Yeah, it was the Expo's.
Oh,
wow.
I remember that.
Yeah.
Now I remember this. Yeah. Okay.
Because my aunt works in healthcare and she was going to set up for her.
Oh, she was doing
table.
One of the.
Yeah. And I was with her.
I realized
where it was and I was like, oh my gosh, I haven't been here in years. And next thing I know, I see Alex walking up to me and I'm like, oh my gosh,
yeah,
like, what are you doing here?
Such
like,
a weirdo,
what?
Bro. I had a 4 month of hot dog in my mouth. like the ketchup stain on the shirt.
Oh, oh
yeah.
My god.
Oh, hey, Vanessa, how are you? That was a big tummy.
Is that like Patrick?
Yeah, because that was a fat kid, man.
Maybe like 10 or 11.
Also, wow.
Yeah.
So like 2 or 3 years after.
Yeah, 2 or 3 years after.
That was very funny.
Tubby.
Yeah.
Tubby Lumpkins, yo.
Tubby Lumpkins. I think I found you guys on like social media or something, and him and John came to visit RG on a Friday.
Really?
And I think I was like 16. Yeah,
wow.
Something like that.
RG?
I remember seeing you again because me and William would go to on Tuesday nights to the youth
the
thing.
Prayer.
No, the youth, not the prayer, the youth thing that you guys had on Tuesdays.
We never had anything on Tuesday, it was youth.
Yeah, it was like a group. No, it was like supposedly like your version
like
of cell groups.
Like a cell group. Yeah,
your version of cell groups because James was like, oh, you guys want to come? And then I was like, wait, we're here. I was like, I know somebody that goes here besides
James. Friend, right?
Yeah, James Ramos. Shout out to you, James. Even though you can be really annoying, we love you.
True. Wow. Where you been at, bro? I saw you like once last month.
Wow.
Shade.
So I was like, wait.
I know where you live.
I know somebody that goes here, and I was like, let me see if she actually still goes to church here. And I was like, oh my God, Vanessa, and you were like, what are you doing
here?
Yeah, who are you? What are you doing here?
I was like, who are you? You're like, I'm Abe. I've always been there. And I'm like, still don't.
You know what it was?
Fake alert.
I had glasses afterwards. They didn't remember me with glasses.
Who are you? I am me.
I am almost
Abe.
I am you. I am me. And I am you.
Yeah, that's how I remember
Rush Hour again
after so many years.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I gotta find those pictures, man. I remember I brought a disposable camera on my last day of school.
Wow.
Yeah, I gotta find those pictures.
She's got dirt on all of you guys.
Oh, yeah.
I wasn't there that day. I wasn't there those years.
I might have had a tooth missing because it just fell out. Maybe.
Maybe. But I do remember that you guys threw me like a surprise going away party. It was really cute.
Y'all are cute.
I was like, aw.
It was really sad.
It was really sad. It was so sad.
It was. We were just like...
Yeah. I remember we had pizza,
Is that a Hunger Games reference?
Yeah. Yes, it was. Very much so.
Do not know.
For those of you that it went over your head.
Yeah, that was pretty funny.
So sad.
You uncultured swine.
Did you even, like, stop stealing your brother's jokes.
Yeah, something like that.
That's pretty funny. Like.
Probably.
You see?
Yeah. You see? To make sense that we never
really plagiarism.
Yeah, because I literally haven't seen since that day.
Literally.
Like, I've seen him, I've seen John, I've seen Ace.
Since we said goodbye. Wow.
Yeah, since we said goodbye.
Mind blown. I was so mad when they told me that they saw you at Applebee's. I was like,
why didn't you call me?
Where were you that? Oh, you went home because, you know, you live in East Carajoland.
Yeah.
In Guam. My bad.
Yeah.
I thought it was west.
Right next to downtown.
Yeah, right next to downtown.
I thought you said weed.
Yeah, man.
That's great.
It's a hard match fight.
So are we going to mention Will's house?
Yeah, I was about to say, if you guys didn't know, we're recording at Will's house right now. We got lots of stories here.
Yeah.
Playing hide and seek and things of that nature.
Yeah.
I used to hide in the dryer and nobody could find me, and then they would open the door and be like, dude, what if somebody turned it on?
Yeah, for those who don't know, AB back then was a contortionist. So he could actually fit into that thing.
Yo, remember when there was, like, I don't know if you guys fixed that. You know how it was, like, a gap?
Oh, yeah.
It was just, like, open space.
You good? Oh, it's still there.
It's still there. Yeah.
The gap was hide there.
Yeah.
You were breaking the rules then, because you had to hide...
Was he trespassing?
I don't know, you never found
he had to hide house. Inside the house, not outside.
Technically,
it's still the house. And it's still the house. So
you're still on that property.
Yeah, you're still on the premise, so...
Alright, cheater. Anyways.
Your excuse is invalid.
On top.
Nah, yo, John, remember the time where I scared the living Jesus out of
you? Oh, that's who it was. I thought it was AB. Okay. You can tell your story.
William, you tell the story. You scared him.
And explain how paranormal activity was
a
big thing during that time, and I was just finished watching it, and I was very scared and vulnerable.
Alright, so we're playing hide and go seek in my house, and I hide in my dad's office, and he has a desk, and in front of his desk, he has, like, this chair.
Oh, I remember. I was hiding in the room!
Yeah.
So that's why I knew it started playing at, like,
9 at night with all the lights off.
All the lights off. Yes,
all the lights off.
And it was the winter time, we
played real hide and seek.
Dark. Wow. In the dark.
Say it with your chest.
In the dark. So, and it was winter time, so it got dark real fast. So I'm hiding, I'm patiently waiting, trying to hold in my laugh because I can already envision how funny it's going to be.
Jonathan's it.
And you were like praying, like, so nothing can scare you.
Yeah, dude. I remember now. William's at the desk right by the entrance to the office. I'm all the way on the other side, so I'm literally watching it happen. And I do hear Jonathan, like, praying, and he's like, all right, guys. Nobody scare me. Please. Nobody do anything scary. So we didn't listen, of course, right?
Because so, who would listen?
So what happened was that I'm hiding under my dad's desk, and then there's an open space in front of it, just enough so I can put my hand on one of the.
You child.
Hey, hey, God bless you, Alex.
God bless you, child.
Hey, Armando.
I went to the bathroom, so you guys wouldn't hear that. But whatever, you heard it.
Anyways, I have my arm, or my hand grabbing onto one of the legs of the chair. So I see Jonathan's feet come inside the door, and I just flip the chair. Flip the chair, and Jonathan just bugs out.
He's still shook.
He's like, "El demonio!"
All right, well, give me the mic, because I'm going to tell you what happened right after.
Yeah, I heard there's something that happened right after.
All right, right after he did that, in my mind, I'm trying to think, all right, if I was in this movie, I wouldn't just sit there and run. I'm going to grab this spirit and start praying in tongues, and he's going to die right now. So I grabbed him from under the desk and pulled him under, and I started beating him up and started praying at the same time. I was like, in the name of Jesus Christ, be gone from this house.
But he was attacking me, I remember, because I'm like,
and then he goes, no, stop. I'm like, no, I'm not going to stop in the name of Jesus Christ. And then he goes, it's Will. I'm like, what?
I
then I turn on the lights. I'm like, "Well, it's all just to scare me."
Oh man! Wow. Yeah, I remember that. I was like, "All right, you know what? I normally don't give myself up, but that was too funny." I was like, "I'm over here."
And you know what?
I surrender. Don't beat me up.
Yeah, I was like,
"Don't beat me up."
I don't want to be nice.
I am not a demon.
Hey, you know what? I might have lost and was it the next game, but that was definitely worth it.
You won a special place in my memories. I'm not gonna lie.
That's very true.
We'll never forget that.
Other moments in my house, we had an encounter with the police.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
the police.
La policia.
At a young age, we started young.
Yes.
Thug life, we didn't choose it, chose us.
As you guys, you know, you guys heard stories of us having troubles with the police, even though not directly with Alex, Jonathan, and myself at their apartment building.
Oh wow, with the lasers.
You guys are going to hear one about at William's house.
That was mentioned in the previous episode.
But yeah, it was mentioned in the previous episode, yeah.
That's right, with the laser pointer.
The laser pointers, yeah. So,
alright, so...
Do you want to start it off?
Yeah, I'll start it.
Okay, go ahead.
We were all, it was me, Alejandro, Jonathan, and a friend of ours called Stefano.
Yeah. It snowed a lot that day, right? It was like, it was like five, six inches of snow.
Yeah, we had a good amount of snow.
So we had planned days before to meet up at my house, and we're like, they came through, you know, it snowed and whatever. So we are
best friends. Just pointing it out there.
Wow.
Yes, that's the truth.
Just
the truth.
Do you feel unappreciated?
Like, if I were to put what you said, like, type it out, it was like all bold, underlined.
Yeah.
And in italic, all at the same time.
And highlight it too, just in case.
Wow.
With 30 font.
With 30 font. No, Times New Roman, guys. You gotta make sure. Anyways, go ahead.
So we're having a snowball fight, and we get bored, of course, because just the four of us, you know. And we're like, what should we do? And one of us had the bright idea, and it doesn't matter who it was, because we all agreed to it. We were like, hey, let's throw snowballs at cars.
Yes.
Perfect. You know, we're bored. Why not? We
Very
can't
logical.
Get in trouble for this, right?
Very logical.
5 to 10 minutes pass by, and as the cars pass by, you know, we just throw them at cars, and, you know, they move on with their day. But there's this one particular driver.
You usually hit them in the hood, in the top of the car, window.
Yeah. So they're good.
Windows are naturally closed.
Extra points to hit the tires.
Yeah, right.
So, you know, they're good, they're protected and safe, right? And then, of course, there's one driver who decides to... I don't know who in their bright minds decides to drive in the winter with their windows down. With their windows down.
Yeah.
After
so, one of us... Yeah, after it snowed. So one of us throws a snowball and it hits him in the face somehow.
Golden.
It goes through the window, through the passenger side window.
That person won
one
the
in
game.
A million shots.
That person won the game.
That's right. That guy won the game.
He was the winner.
So.
But he deserved it for being an idiot for driving down with the windows down.
So I'm gonna tell the second part of that story. So yeah, after we like celebrated, after we got that win,
One of us points out we're
Point south.
Yeah, points out that there's
he's
a cop.
South.
No. There wasn't a cop. He like stops down the road.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Something got hit.
Who's on lookout?
All of us. We used to go over the fence.
I remember somebody had one podium was stated.
There was a bench out in the fence. That's how we were all tossing these snowballs out. That's why, because the guy stopped and he
backed up.
Yeah.
He backed up.
My heart stopped.
He got back. Yeah, he backed up because we hit him in the face.
So we all run.
And we all run to the backyard, and then we see him pull up to the driveway we have in the side of the house. Mm-hmm. And we're all in the backyard just hiding behind the sheds that we have in the back. Mm-hmm. And he walks up. I can see his shadow. And then we're all like, yo, shut up.
He's not seeing us. He's
you know, conspicuous.
Yeah.
So then he walks, and then, like, I guess he looks around and doesn't see anybody. So he goes back to his car and drives away. We're like, all right, we're good. We're in the clear. Next thing you know,
we see
flashing lights.
We see cops, bro.
We see cops, and we're like, oh, no.
So we're getting in trouble. Yo, then that's when you go upstairs.
We're in the conference room right here.
Yeah, yeah, that's
and
where
then,
you go.
And then we're just sitting there. We're like, yo, what's going on? Next thing you know, we go upstairs, and then the cops come to our house.
That's the door.
And they knock. My aunt answers.
Oh, yeah.
And Alejandro can take it from here.
All right, great. So this is the part where I like, because this is the funniest thing that I remember, because Will, like, you know, he has an aunt that she was speaking to us, and because she didn't know what was going on, but she apparently saw the cops. So then we're all just like, oh no, we're going to jail, something's going to happen to us. And so then, it's like, in our minds, we're thinking, yo, that's it, bro, we're going to get handcuffed and everything. And so then the cops knock on the door, and then all you see is, like, his aunt starts yelling and starts, like, telling him, William, idiota, estúpido, ¿qué es lo que estás haciendo? The mamas te van a ir a la cárcel ustedes. And we were just like, oh, that's it. We're all going to jail, bro. We're all going to jail. And then I want to
point out real quick, once they said that, I ran and hid. Like,
yes.
Smart criminal. I ran away.
Jonathan, no, he didn't even own up to it. We all go down there, like,
except for Jonathan.
We all go down there, we're just like, yo, what is going to happen? Because I think we were like, 10 years old?
No,
we were like maybe 12, 14.
We were 12, 13.
Yeah,
12,
so we were like already teenagers at this time. Yeah, we were like, oh my gosh. We all go down there. It's me, Will, Stefano, and then we go.
And me.
You were upstairs.
You were upstairs looking through the window. Then,
yeah, he was looking up through the window. So then.
Yeah.
We were all just like, yo, we go down there, and the cops are just like, hey, guys. So we heard that you guys throw snowballs, and we just want you guys to let you know that.
Well, he lets us know that we hit somebody in the face.
Yeah, he was like, he asked us, like, do you guys know anything about that? We were like,
We were like, no.
Yeah, we don't know anything about that.
No.
Yeah, he's like, no, we don't know.
We don't even know what snow is.
He's like, what is snow?
What's the officer problem?
What is the officer problem? So then we go, and then he tells, like, all right, well, somebody threw snow at somebody, and that's why we're here. But we just want you guys to know that if you guys are going to throw snowballs, just throw them at, like, buses or, like... So in our minds, we're like, yo, this cop is lit. He's cool. So then he was like, yeah, man, so just next time, just please be careful, a lot. And long story short, he lets us go off with the warning, I guess. So then we're all like, yeah, we're so bad, like, we're so cool, though. So we go upstairs, and then we were like, wait a minute, where's Jonathan?
Find me.
Yeah, without John, we go upstairs tight. We were like, man... This guy, bro, like, what a punk, bro. So we go up there, and then this is what he tells us. He has the audacity to say to us, "Oh, how'd it go, guys?" Yeah, he goes, "How'd it go, guys?" We're just like, "Wow, dude, wow, that's awesome."
He bailed
on us.
I was upstairs playing video games, and they came back, and I said, "Guys, what happened?" And they're like, yo, we went downstairs with the cops. You're going to take us to jail. I was like, oh, okay.
I was like, you problem.
Oh, my God.
This shit doesn't have to do with me.
Wow.
Yeah, bro. That was a good time, man. I felt like such a cool kid, because, like, the next couple of days, we were telling that story.
Yeah, you guys
were telling
us all the stories.
He's like, yo, bro, the police came to us, and we were like, yeah, we're going to get arrested and everything. We were like...
I just remember being
the cops came.
And the cops came, yeah.
I missed that day. Gosh.
We were about to get arrested. They let us go. It was cool, man.
Yeah, bro. What?
Are you done?
No, I'm done.
You think you could... Oh, I know what he's playing.
What is he doing?
You don't hear it?
No, wait, cops? What was that?
You make me sad.
What was that?
You uncultured swine.
What is that?
We're not doing it again.
No, let me know what YouTube is.
I'm sorry.
Shazam it.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the part of the show where it's a secret song. Guess the song.
This is Silly Song with Gio.
Silly Song with Gio.
You know what I just remembered, Gio? I don't know if they were, but at your house. I remember you, because you were the first one of us that got a phone, so you would take videos of you doing stuff at your house by yourself, and you grabbed, like, these mattresses and would slide down the stairs by yourself at your house, and I just remember being like, Well, next time I go to Gio's house, I know what we're doing.
Yes.
Do you remember us doing that at your house?
I would. So this was in the Roosevelt house. I don't even remember. You know the steps going upstairs?
Yep.
Obviously.
The balcony or the first?
To go from first floor to second floor.
Okay.
Right? It was like the bathroom was right there and there was like steps down, right? So what I did was I took like several mattresses and I put them just all where the steps were. So the only way to get up was either to like go from the side and try to get up some way, or just try to figure out kind of like going up a slide. Basically, it had the same effect. So we would run, jump, and just slide all the way down. Usually ended up with us, you know, landing against the door. But it was so much fun, though. I stand by it.
Speaking of slides, Vanessa, do you remember the slide that we had for the academy?
Oh my god. Remember when they redid the playground? We were all so excited.
No.
That was the one with the yellow slides and it had the tire.
Oh, the yellow slides.
The yellow slide was cool.
That was the new one, though.
Was that the new one?
Yeah.
That was the old one.
It closed and it went around like a red skirt.
What you don't know, though, is that they redid it.
Yeah.
Have you seen the new playground?
No.
And they invited us.
Yeah, they invited me, Gio, and William to speak about it. And we're like, we looked at it.
We looked at it.
They did a grand opening and the cameras were on and we were just like,
I literally looked and I was like, I touched the floor, I'm like,
so sad.
What is this?
What is this, Justin?
For those that you know, the floor is like made out of this, like, I don't even know what color.
My memories are very near.
I was like, there's no swings.
There's no monkey bars.
Yeah,
dude. Oh my God. There's no too safe court.
There's barely a slide.
What is this? It's too safe. You can't get hurt here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Where am I going to learn life lessons if I get hurt?
What is this?
Oh, man.
Yo, you know how many times I landed incorrectly while like getting off the slide?
That's
the swings,
what I was gonna mention.
I land on the freaking steps.
Yeah,
like,
dude. So.
Oh, yeah.
You know who did that? One of your boys did that.
Alright, so how the playground is set up, there's a swing set. And right in front
of it was. RIP
to the old playground. So there was a pair of swings, and in front of it, there was like, how do you explain that? Like monkey bars kind of stairs?
It was like a step, but it was like monkey bars. It was just like
monkey bars.
Yeah, so like, they weren't really steps. They were like bars, and in between there was a hole. Like, you can like fall through it.
Yeah,
you could fall through. So I remember, like, we would compete who could get the farthest and who can get and land on the highest bar. And we were just, and I remember just.
With your boys.
Shout out to Mr. Muffin Man for letting this all rock, by the way.
I mentioned the name. I know.
Alright, there was this one kid in my class. He just takes a good swing, like 2, 3, 4. He's going high off these swing sets, and he flies. Like, floats in the air for like 3 seconds.
That hang time
is insane.
Like Air Jordan.
And then he's ready to land, and he slips on one of the bars and went straight down the middle.
Oh man.
And all we said was, are you okay? He goes, as he slowly goes down the hole and just goes in the fetal position.
Oh my god.
Yeah, man.
That was amazing. Vanessa, do you remember all that stuff for the slide and the swings?
Very convincing.
That playground, why they would put swings facing a playground?
Hey, that man is a genius. Like, you don't know what you're talking about.
That man is a legend. That woman is a legend.
That woman's a legend.
We don't know who they are.
That playground.
God bless you, whoever you are.
Whoever you are. Shout out to you, I guess.
Oh my god. Remember how we used to play soccer on like the concrete?
Oh my gosh.
That was the worst idea we could have ever had.
Yeah, that I agree. Remember, yeah, like the big fence we had.
Fence.
We would play soccer thinking it was big enough because everything seemed.
You remember
so
we were
big.
Talking about how we used to play, was it handball?
Against the wall.
And then we were still talking about how like it would be like a just basically like a give or take.
Mm-hmm.
If you missed,
it was definitely a free point.
You had to run to the wall so you wouldn't get, you know, not they had to peg you, right?
Was it suicide?
I think it was suicide.
The game was called
Clarification.
Of the game.
Don't call logic.
We weren't yet.
We're good.
This ain't real suicide.
Oh my. Anyways.
Wow.
Okay. I didn't catch it.
Yo, you are so.
I don't listen to today's music.
Who's man?
Only Christian music.
Listen, I'm a Christian man. I listen to Christian music.
Ministro.
You're a ministro. Call me ministro.
Anyways, continue.
So, we were talking about it. It was like, you didn't know what was worse, whether running and diving and hitting that wall.
Stucco wall.
Yes, oh my god. I swore. In my mind, I felt like there was thumbtacks, like, just sticking out of it.
So you would run to it
to not get pegged, but, like, at one point, you're just like, yo, I'd rather just get pegged in the face.
Yeah, you try to stick your hand out.
That scrape is, oh my god.
Your mom would be like, what happened? Yeah, you know, the wall.
Just another hard life in the day of a kid.
Hey, yo, did you get home?
The wall.
Yeah,
the wall.
You got holes in your pants. The wall. Yeah, that blacktop was dangerous. Like, what the heck?
Which one?
Oh, yeah. Not even blacktop. That thing, bro.
Jeez. Do you remember when I talked to you guys? Do you remember when I talked to you guys into playing like the fourth graders? And we tried to bet with them. I was like, if we win, you guys have to buy us pizza. And
yes, I do remember.
We won, and they never bought us pizza.
Right, because we were the best. We always win.
We win, we lose, and victory. We lose in victory.
Nah, because we always used to like playing the older kids, and we would, you know, normally win or compete very well.
Do you guys remember kickball?
Oh my god.
Yeah. Dude,
we got kickball, man.
We missed that. And we would make that ball fly over the fence and go into the parking lot. You remember that?
Hold on. For those of you who don't know, you guys have to actually go back to that stories in the first episode and the second
kickball
episode. Because we mentioned kickball stories as well.
Oh, but that says other kickball
And then, yeah,
stories.
So now that you guys are actually talking about
that one, though, the one you're talking about, episode one and two, was in a gym. Like, it was in a big kind of, like, room. Like, a huge
A gymnasium.
Room.
A gymnasium.
I didn't know what a gym is.
Yeah, and then, the one...
It could be like a workout gym.
So I don't know. It's a gymnasium.
We're not going hard with heavy weights around us. It was actually in a playground outside of the church.
Oh, so the playground outside.
This is not the same as the last one. We used to play kickball outside. So every time we would kick them, sometimes there would be this one guy, this Alex Rodriguez of the whole group, who would hit a home run.
I remember.
And make these balls fly, and I remember one time it hit the car, and all we hear is woo 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 woo.
And then we all ran.
We all ran.
Kickball? We weren't playing that. We were here. Do you remember
we kicked it over so many times that they eventually built like another fence on top of the fence with nets? It still wasn't enough. They need to like enclose that thing. Totally blast that ball.
Yeah. Do you guys remember we used to play tag around the church?
Oh,
you guys remember that? Yeah, manhunt, bro.
It was tag in the little playground, then we evolved all over around the whole church.
We would play around.
That was a labyrinth back in the day.
Yeah.
Church.
It still technically is.
You don't know where you're going? You're at night?
Yeah. Oh my goodness,
at
dude.
At night. Going to church at night? The exit signs, the emergency exit.
That's the only hole. Yeah, that was the worst one.
It's like eerie. It's like scary. Like you're thinking this is a church.
Yeah, dude.
But I feel like I'm in hella.
This is a church,
but I'm scared because of how it looks. Like everything is dark red.
The signs were telling you to leave.
Yeah.
And just quiet. You know how it gets so quiet, like get out. Quiet.
That was great.
Oh my goodness. And you wouldn't know there was anybody else there, so you randomly walk into, like, I don't know, Amaya, and be like in the hallway, like,
guess I got seen lucky.
I'd be scared a clown would get me. I'm not gonna lie to you. I was always scared I was gonna turn a corner and there'd be a clown right there waiting for me.
Why is it because you watched it as a kid?
Yes.
Oh,
traumatized.
Everything floats.
I was not trying to float. I ran away.
Yeah.
Oh, man. What else, man?
Vanessa, do you remember us playing... Well, you guys playing dodgeball at the academy?
Yeah, we also got that banned.
Yeah.
Because we always used to go for each other's faces and...
too many crybabies.
Yeah.
Running to the teacher saying, oh, I got hit in the face. Like, well, it's dodgeball. Get over it.
Yeah.
And then one day we started snitching and the teachers tried to rule over us. We started hitting the teacher.
Yes.
We were the rebels. We didn't take us down.
But like both Mr. Vitamin and
Mr. Muffin Man.
Muffin Man. They would play with us too.
Yeah,
yeah. Because of course they would, right?
Very low key. Just like hit us.
Sorry, hitting us.
And they would make it hurt because they were like, oh my.
To be honest,
they were
like,
adults and we were kids.
Yeah, like, looking back,
he still
said
it.
We can play. They would tell us to play, but like, yeah. Be warned, be very, very warned. We're not holding back, and we're like, shh, we can take it.
We got it.
We come home. Why are you bruised? I fell.
The wall.
But really, we took dodgeballs to the faces.
Oh my
dude.
God.
Great times, man.
Do you remember how bad it was when we actually did get the gym floor? Like, and we used to slide across, and how we would go home with like bullet holes in our pants.
Oh yeah.
Yes.
Can I just talk about the fact that we never had the gym or the gymnasium before? We used to have the old temple.
Yes.
Before that. Do you, I don't know if you had to do it, you remember how, like, before they had, like, now they don't, they could care less, they just put the tables there. Before they had this huge green.
Yeah, the tarp.
Yeah,
oh,
tarp.
My God.
You
remember
having to, like,
that.
Put it back and forth?
Yeah, yes. So we could play?
It was
oh, my
worst.
Gosh, that tarp
oh,
was
they
the
would
worst.
Have, like, events. They had to
oh,
put it down,
put
too.
That disgusting tarp. And, like,
yes,
yeah,
and
it.
The actual, yes,
yeah,
I
dude.
Hated that tarp.
Oh,
it was a tarp
God.
That would go through a whole gym.
I
just remember us having like chapel and then me being like, this tarp is ugly.
It was.
This tarp is
ugly.
Like the Sprite bottle is green. Is
yo, seriously.
I hate falling.
Yeah, oh, because you used to. It,
and
it,
scraping
and no,
knee.
And it would be like this randomly, so you'd be running and just trip over that.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
oh my
oh,
god.
Yeah.
Hated it.
The worst.
Fine like this, Gio, because the heroes don't know what like this is.
The listeners, you mean?
The listeners.
The hearers?
Bro, the little creeps that's
yeah,
giant.
Oh,
like
how do you describe it? Like, I don't know.
Like, it's like a little floor wave.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
because
yeah.
Because the tarp wouldn't, like, fully extend, so
yeah.
There'd be a little piece
so
of that.
So it'd
be
like a
little,
like, hump.
Like a little wave
yeah,
type of
like
thing.
Like a little wave thing, and you have to...
Traps.
Like, a, yeah. So
traps.
Anti-kid measures.
Perfectly placed.
Running children.
They put it there. They have cameras, so
yeah.
They're, like, what happened in the back.
So
like,
you see the kids, like, tripping and falling.
Would you ever get time out at the academy?
Oh my god.
Or detention?
I don't think I ever got caught for everything.
Wow.
I did.
She was student of the
you
month.
Know what it was?
Why would she not get it?
She hung out with the guys, so we would get blamed for
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that's what it was.
That's why.
It'd be like,
okay.
Hell,
and we have like, people like Alex and myself in
yeah,
there.
Influencing
yeah.
Her.
Of course, get detention.
Because
yeah.
Alex was like, you know, the Miss Berrigan's favorite like victim. But let the
I was so
state.
Happy when you got there. I was like, it's not me.
It's not only me.
It's not only
but
me.
But let the record state as well that 90% of the time, it was Alex's fault. I gave you 10%, bro.
10% was not me. Because that sticker story,
no.
I didn't deserve that sticker story.
I would give him ideas, and he would listen to me.
You were the devil on the shoulder.
I totally was. I totally was.
Thinking the brain.
Oh my gosh, I remember in third grade, I think it was, or second grade, where I traced, like, coloring pages out of a coloring book, and I started selling them to everyone. I remember that.
Wow, how do
wow.
I know about that?
Wait. So you started tracing, what was it?
That is like
it was like, okay, I had a coloring book,
yeah.
And I would take, like, printer paper, I would steal it from home, and at school, I would trace what was
what
on the coloring
okay.
page, and I would sell it as coloring pages.
Did you sell it to the lower grades? Because I remember seeing stuff like
I
that.
I may have.
Was this before or after Alex did the stickers?
I don't know.
Because if it was before...
When did you do the stickers? Was
second grade.
Second grade?
Yeah.
Maybe it was,
it was around the same time.
The same
she
time.
Inceptioned
yes.
You.
Yes.
She inceptioned you.
So like, I don't know why, but I'm going to sell stickers today, guys. So anyways, speaking about the sticker story, I don't know.
Great minds.
Let me...
You going to talk about that?
No, because remember, it got erased.
Yeah. Oh, so... Yeah, so...
For those of you listening, we had recorded a whole 30 minutes before, and my
someone
mom
called.
Ruined everything.
Yeah. Well, somebody. We don't know who. We don't.
My mom.
We don't know who.
There's
still some beef.
Yeah, there's still some
unresolved emotions.
There's some unresolved beef. So anyways, so, I'm going to mention the sticker story, and I remember we were in second grade. And so, anyway, so my brother and I, we got these stickers. Like, we had like a whole bag of stickers. We had a whole bag of stickers, and we were going to sell them to the kids, because that's, in our minds, we thought, you know, we can make a profit out of this, yeah. So then we ended up selling like stickers. And I remember William was one of the guys who bought from me, because he was an innocent.
Like, you were his dealer. Yeah. You were his dealer.
Yeah. William was the plug.
No, I was the plug.
I was
the plug back then. And I used to sell, like, William was like, yo, William, you got the cash or what? And he'd be like, yeah, bro, just give me until next day. I got you, bro.
You were one of those guys.
Yeah, you're one of those guys.
Damn.
So, yeah, bro, I got
you. I'm good for it, bro.
So then I remember I'd be like, right, I got you, because you're my boy.
I'm good for it.
Yeah, it's like, because you're my boy.
I'm good for it.
What?
All right, anyways, so one day, William, I was joking with him, and I said to him, yo, bro, you owe me $100, man, what's up? You owe me money.
I totally remember.
Yeah, so then I was like, yo, Will, what's up? When you gonna pay me, bro? Every time you miss a day, that's another dollar. So then,
oh, my God. My man.
Collecting interest, man.
Not gonna hold you, it was the best sticker we had.
Yeah, we had great stickers.
It was one sticker you charged him $100
for.
It
was prismatic, it was glossy, it was just glorious, and it was a big sticker, too.
Yeah, so...
You got really excited for that sticker.
Yeah, bro.
It was a prize. One of a kind.
So anyways, yeah, so I remember I was joking with him, and I was like, yo, bro, you owe me $100 if you don't give me that money, if you keep missing the day. So then he was like, all right, I promise you I'll bring it tomorrow. And I was thinking he's joking. I'm not really serious about the money, but for some reason, my boy was very serious about that money. So then he tells me the next day, he comes to the school the next day, and he's like, yo, bro, I got you the money. But he says it, like, very low-key. Like, he whispers it to my ear. And they're like, yo, bro, where do you want me to give you this money? I was like, William, what? What are you talking about, bro? He was like, come on. And he was, like, scratching his arm, bro, like, a twitch. He was like,
yeah.
I just wanted a sticker, bro. What's up, man? So then I was like, bro, chill out, man. Chill out, bro. What is going on? And he was like, here. I got you the money, bro. I was like, oh, my gosh. He's like, William, you can't. He's like, you're not serious. He's like, here, bro, I'm showing you right now. Yo, he pulls out Benjamin out of his pocket. And we were just like, yo, bro, where'd you get this money? Like, what's wrong with you? Yeah, to us, that was like, yeah. To us, it was like $1 million.
And he
was
still a lot of money to get out of here.
So that's right. It's still $100. And then he tells us, like, yo, bro, I had to go to the ends of the earth, get this money. I'm like, where'd you go? To your parents? He's like, yeah, bruh. So then he tells me, like, he waited for his father to go to sleep. And we were just like, what happened?
He said he got a loan.
he got a loan from the bank. And then so then he goes, he was like, I remember him telling me a story where, like, he had to, like, crawl into his parents' room while they were sleeping already.
Wow.
Yeah. He was, like, going in, like, military style with his hands, like, going in, like, reaching. And then he grabs for the wallet and he pulls out the Benjamin out of his pocket. And then he rushes out the room. And he
sounds like Mission Impossible type stuff.
Yo, he comes to school the next day. He was like, you don't have no idea what I had to go through to get this money. I'm like, it's like, bro, what happened to you? And he was just like, yo, bro. It was bad. I'm like, bro, chill out, man.
It's just a sticker.
It's just a sticker, bro.
I remember watching this conversation between the two of them, and Will was freaking out. He was like, are you kidding me? Like, I put that into my
butt. Yeah, bro. Yeah, you should
have low-key like, man, I never charged $100
for drugs. I'm trying to negotiate the prices.
Yo, should we negotiate the prices?
Maybe I should start selling it here.
Yo, you should have seen my boy Will, man. My boy Will was like profusely sweating while he was giving me that $100.
I would have been shook too, bro.
Yo, and then what happened was that, yo, so then anyways, he finds out, what happened was, like, the whole thing escalated, and then the teacher was like, what's going on here? And we were just like, oh,
why'd
nothing.
Why'd you put an accent for your voice? Why'd you put a country accent?
What's going on here, fellas? Yo, he's like, William. What you got in your hands, Will?
Oh, my
God. So then, anyways, Will was like, oh, my God, I'm sorry. I didn't do anything. So then he pulls out the $100, and we're just like, yo, damn it, busted. I got caught. And so that was, like, I ended up getting into so much trouble for that because they thought I was like hustling all these kids and they all owed me money already. And then I was just joking, but you know, that was pretty funny actually because I just reminded me as like now, just like, bro, I used to be.
Another side note, I think actually I used to be this cool. Day, William's dad believes you manipulated him into doing it.
I have to
because come, I yeah. came in, I came into William's house and we were talking about that story.
We did voodoo.
And then he's like, yo, Alex was always a con artist. He got William to steal $100 from my wallet. I was like, I didn't say anything. I was like, you know what? It's not my business, so whatever.
Yeah.
We're gonna take a break, guys. We're gonna thank you guys for tuning in. We're gonna record hopefully another episode. It's getting kind of late, so we'll see what happens. But yeah, hope you guys enjoyed episode 3, and hopefully we can record very soon.
Bye.
Take care.
Bye-bye. Bye.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.